I don't know how many, there's 60 plus units in there, but there was 34 on a county the other day, if the map was updated at the time when I was looking at it, that are in the county,
that are all R3.
And I would say 95% of those are nightly rentals. I mean, this whole side, when you come on this side, on the inside where Wyndham sits, if it's not during the season and it's off season, January, February, there's not a car to be seen in there. It's because they're probably using as nightly rentals when they're not realizing they're not in the zoning properly.
So over half of them are in the county? And
yeah, it's about a 50-50 split. Those that chose to jump in, jumped in and switched it over because they wanted to be hooked up, obviously.
How did the county annex?
So they went to the city gave them the option. So basically they sent out a letter to them, was my understanding, and they had to say, hey, do you guys want to be annexed in the city to be
on the... They could opt in or opt out.
Correct, right? Yes, sir.
Okay, that was the question I was asking.
And a lot of these people that had purchased weren't there during that time. Mine was right in the middle of it, so when they did it, they didn't know it was an option, so they just happened to stay in the county, and they're like, we would love to stay in the county if possible, but if not, they're like, I guess we have to annex, but we don't really want to do that. And the process is very long to do that.
You may have already said this, but yes, all the ones that are in the city, are they nightly rental?
If they move to the city, most of them move to the city to become nightly rental at that time. A lot of those are in the city to be nightly rental.
Yeah, he doesn't know
specifically. I don't know specifically 100% how many of them are or not, but...
Isn't there a way we can confirm?
Are the ones that are still in the county, is the option still open for them to annex into the city?
You can. It is about, the city made it sound like it was about a 90-day process. And the reason why we did this was we were already supposed to close on this particular unit that his buyer's buying, and it's now already pushed off another 45 days from them closing. So when we talked to the county attorney and stuff, he said this would probably be an easier, faster track way to do it.
It sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Then to...
So you talked to Travis or someone did?
There's three gentlemen. I can't think. It's a Brad or not Brad. Brandon. Brandon called Travis to figure it out, and their minds just spun on the whole situation.
The county.
Yeah, he kind of spun on it. I just gave him the quick details and left it be because I didn't want to muddy the water. And he said, just take the paperwork in. We need to kind of figure this out. I said, I agree. So that's kind of where we leave it.
And they get this dumped in our lap, and it's a recommendation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
maybe we just all change them all to the rental.
Well, some people
don't want that.
Some people might not want that. So I don't.
We just got to deal with it as they come up.
There was a large list, and we did ask that to Brandon about just making one list, submitting it all at one time, and making it easy. And he didn't want to make it a floodgate on accident because they're. I held off about four other people. I said, let's wait. Let's finish the one or two and see what the situation is, and then maybe we can figure something out. You will probably get a large majority. I wouldn't say all of them, but you will probably get a large majority if that was to change just to get it fixed because they're not really resellable at this point for a lot of them unless they go and annex into the city. I mean, because that's what they're...
See if anybody's against it, just move on.
Yeah, we cannot sell. They're trying to purchase another home, too.
And maybe I might misread this a little bit, but we're just making a recommendation to the county commission, and this seems to be like something that is a common sense kind of thing. From my perspective, one thing I'd recommend, if there are CC&Rs that speak specifically to allowing nightly rentals, my assumption is you didn't bring any with you, I would, at the county commission meeting, I would have those to help. The other might be to check with the city if you can get some data on that. But I think we've got enough information to do a vote up or down, and then it's really going to be up to the county commission.
Well, other comment too is I was able to get my merchant license from the county to be compliant for 2020, 21, 22. So that was the other thing that was like a curveball. It was like, how am I able to get a merchant license for this? But then I can't do this.
Yeah.
And no comment on that.
Two different departments.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't cross paths.
So anyway, just throwing that in there.
Is there anyone else in the audience for this specific application? Probably not, because there's two other couples out here for the two other rezones. But just to make sure. So there's not. So I, you know, to me, it's we have the information in front of us. We're not going to get much more clarity than what we have. So if we have, do we have enough to make a motion? Again, we want to make a motion to approve and vote it up or down so that.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Recommend approval?
Yes, recommend approval.
I'll second that.
Is there any further discussion amongst ourselves? Hearing none, there's a specific motion I've got to read. So it's motion to recommend approval of application RZ2025-008 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Kilanova LLC for the parcels located at 155 Meadowbrook Lane, Unit 6, Branson Moe. Parcel number 18-6.0-14-003-008-031.006 to be rezoned from R3 zoning to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of approving the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. You guys get the vote on that? So with that, do you feel you're next? Do you feel comfortable if we just vote right now without going? And do you feel comfortable that we can just make a motion and
as
vote?
As long as, yeah, I am okay with that. Just read all the information there at the end again, and we should be good.
Okay, on the specific motion. You guys okay with that?
Yeah,
so what we the next one is rezone 2025-009, rezone a step closer. LLC wants to rezone one parcel located at 195 Meadowbrook Lane, Unit 6, Branson, to R3 multifamily residential to NR3 multifamily nightly rental district parcel, and I'll read that in the motion. So with that, is there someone that would make a motion?
I'll make a motion to represent approval to the county commission.
Okay, we've got a motion to recommend approval.
Is that his?
The second one.
Yeah,
second.
Do we have a second for that?
I have a second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Amen.
Hearing none, I will read motion to recommend approval of the application RZ2025-009 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by a step closer LLC for the parcel located at 185 Meadowbrook Lane, Unit 6, Branson, Missouri, parcel number 18-6.0-14-003-008-029.006 to be rezoned from R3 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of this motion, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So you two are set. So next Monday, the 19th, and the more ammo you have to help you out, like with the CC&Rs, anything from the city would be awesome, I think, to help the case. All right? You're good to go. We will move on to the third one, and hopefully it's not as complicated as what we just saw a witness. But the third one is rezone 2025-010 H&K Holdings, one parcel located at 6452 East State Highway 76. Are we ready for this one?
Yes, I am. Okay, the request is H&K Holdings, LLC, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a zoning request for one parcel, 09-4.0-20-000-000-039.001, located at 6452 East State Highway 76, Kirbyville, Missouri. The existing property is zoned R3 multifamily residential. The zoning request is for C1 Neighborhood Commercial District. No history on this property. Water is from Taney County Water District 2. Sewer is from Taney County Regional Sewer District. So let's take a look at it here. You guys will probably be familiar with what this place is. So right here we have the Kirbyville School. So it's right, almost right across the road. And then we got, the water district's right here. I mean, the sewer district's right here. And this is VV right here. So.
Oh, so, the new school.
Yeah, the new school.
Yeah.
Yeah. This used to be a heating and cooling place right here. And then it has another lot that kind of connects into it that is, I'm assuming it's like a residential. It looks like a house back there, but I'm not sure. Maybe the applicant could tell us. This was like a heating and cooling place, HVAC. So, of course, you got Kirbyville city limits, A1 around it, R1 across the street. It's R3, and you got some C1 just down the road right across from Highway VV. And we are just talking about this parcel right here that's in blue, not this back piece, just this in blue, which is where the HVAC, I think this is kind of their shop and their office was right here.
All right. Applicant here?
I am.
My name is Mike Polino. I'm the owner of H&K Holdings, as well as Lorenz Plumbing, Heating, and Air that's currently in that location.
Just a quick question. Do you own the parcel behind it?
I do not. So we purchased that entire property and kind of failed to, at the time that we subdivided in 2023, we broke that off in two lots so we could sell the back parcel as a residential home. When it was original, the original owners lived in that house and operated the business out of the front. And so when we purchased it, it's kind of an odd, you know, setup how they had it, and we didn't want a house or anything to do with that. So we went through the whole process, came in here, and again, however, similar story to what you guys just talked about, just slipped through the cracks that we didn't address this whenever we divided that off, that maybe the front should be considered commercial and the back residential possibly. And so we just decided that we better go through the process now and see if we couldn't get it done. It is still operating front office, back shop. It is a commercial property operating as a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning company.
Do the people that own the home behind you know what you're attempting to do? Are they familiar trying to get that parcel rezoned?
They are not. I assume they were notified.
Yeah,
And we've had good relations with them. They knew what we were operating the business as, and I mean, we were already operating out of there when we sold the home, so they were in complete understanding of that. But I would assume they've been notified, but we've not spoken with them directly.
Is there an easement through your lot?
Yes, there is. There's a shared drive right there, and so there's an easement, not really through my lot. Out in the right-of-way, there's a shared access right there, so they have direct access at all time, and it's in the, when we subdivided it, we took care of that.
If they're not proposing changing the entryway or driveway?
I am not, no.
Okay. He's trying to clean the...
So would their access be over here to the right where it's not on your property?
If I could step out there real quick.
Please do.
So can you zoom in there? So they actually have part of that driveway. So as I think the gravel comes over a little further, but we had it drawn in to where they did. They had part of the actual entrance of that driveway.
Okay, so they actually have an easement
on
there?
Yes, they have an easement on.
Okay.
As well as we're on city sewer, and they have easement to the pump station that goes to the that was put in at that time.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if there was ever a divorce, they've got that other access.
Yes, they do. They have that access as well as access to the sewer pump.
That's good business as long as I can remember.
Yeah, that probably should have been that a long time ago, I would imagine. So,
I think that went through a crack. I think that was a chasm.
So, with that, anybody else? Did you sign up to speak or no?
She's with me. She didn't. Yeah. It's my wife. She didn't.
Yeah.
Sign up
sometimes
to speak,
both sign up. Yeah. So no, I just wanted to. So
you'd probably be happier to hear from her than me. I'm sure you guys want to talk to her. So
okay. Any more? Do we need more on this one, or it seems pretty straightforward?